Bezer Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chav Vav in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. It's the daf for Kabbalas HaTorah, Erev Chag Shavuos. Shlomo Zalman adds that we're getting ready now for Kabbalas HaTorah. It's the 679th daf in Shas, daf Chav Vav. Our daf is going to pick up with an important set of halachos, really, on the bottom of Chav Heim Abeis, where we left off with the halachos of a dayon, who witnesses an event, and whether that dayan, in our case the Kiddush HaChodesh, could function as an aid as well as a dayan, a big sugya called the sugya of aid nasa dayan that appears here as well as on Ksubis, on Chav Aleph on the Beis. And then our Mishnayos and Gemaras will shift into Rosh Hashanah gear. And that is, we will begin to discuss the halachas of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. What is kosher for a shofar of Rosh Hashanah and what is not? We will discuss in the Mishnah the psul of a shofar from a cow and the Gemara's memorable explanations of why those shofars are possul. And as well as the next Mishnah, Chavav and Mebeis, we'll discuss the shape of the shofar for a Rosh Hashanah and contrast that to the blowings of Yovels. Let's, Beis Hashem, begin where we had left off yesterday, and that is Ra'u Bezen Yamod Shnayim Yamdu Shnayim V'Yidu, which is 8 lines from the bottom of Chav Heim Beis. We learned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak, and that is Ra'u Bezdin Yamdu Shnayim. If Bezen has 3 saw the new moon, then in such a case, 2 of the Dayanim will now become Edim, and the third Dayan needs to find 2 others to join with him to become Dayanim. So, Ru'u Bezin Yamdu Shnayim V'Yidu Ifneim, asks the Gemara, V'amai, why do you even have to convene a court? Lo Teishmi'ia Gedola Mir'ia. The hearing of the new moon should not be greater than the actual seeing of it itself. So, 3 Dayanim saw it, so they should just say, Mekudish, Mekudish. There is a big machlokus between Rashi and Tosos over here. If Rashi is correct, where Rashi says that when it comes to Eidus HaChodesh, there's no requirement of testimony. And that's why the Gemara has a hava mina lote shmiya gedola ri'iya. Or, this logic really should apply to all judicial cases, that we normally should say lote shmiya gedola ri'iya. Meaning, if Bezdin witnesses the event, could, in all judicial cases, they rule based on what they saw, just like they're going to rule on what they hear from Eidim. Tosfos, over here, as well as in Bava Kamma on Sadia Mebeis, says that we can, while Rashi says that this is a particular halach in regards to Eidus HaChodesh, but generally in judicial cases, a dying cannot process a din unless he hears testimony. Either way, whether this Gemara is a local Gemara or it applies throughout Shas, asks the Gemara, when it comes to our case of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Dayanim should be able to paskin on the spot based on what they saw. If when they hear testimony, that's acceptable. V'amai lo teishmi gedola Maria. Amar Rabzera answers, kigon shiru'u belayla. It's true. If they would see it during the day, then they'd be able to immediately process it. However, in this case, if they saw it at night, they can't say Kiddush HaChodesh right now, and the next day they'll already require Eidim. The Gemara continues, Ru'u Shlosha V'Hein Bezdin Yamdu Shnayim V'Yoshim Echavarei Meitzel HaYochid, that they have their friends sit down next to the Dayanim. The Gemara asks the same question, Amai Hachanami Neimelo Teishmeo Gedol Ria, why can't they just simply testify on what they saw to themselves, and then immediately be mechadesh to kodesh v'chidhem ha'ochinami k'gon shiru b'layla? And if you're going to answer that they saw it at night, hainuach, then there's a repetition in the Mishnah. That's what we just explained above. So then it's the same case in what we explained right before the two dots when we said Ra'u bezin yamdu shnayim v'yidu b'fneim. Answers the Gemara, seifet strichlein. No, there's a chidush in the case that we just mentioned now. The ein yochid neman al yidei atzma. That one individual is not acceptable, is not believed to serve as a judge for Kiddush HaChodesh. I would have thought, hold, Utanya, since we learned Dine Mamnes Bim Shlosha, that really 3 judges are acceptable for monetary cases. And if he's a Dayan Yechidi, So then in such a case, if he's a mumcha l'rabim, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin qualifies as someone who is a gemirna visavirno, he has learned and he has developed svaros on his own, and he's gotten rishus from the Reish Galusa to Paskin, he's gotten essentially approval from the leaders of the city, that's described in Sanhedrin Hey Amid Aleph, then in such a case, he's allowed to be a single judge. So, Hanami Nikdashay Biyachidi, a Gemirna Visavirna that received Rishus, should also be able to judge alone. Kamash Malan, that he can't. The Chiddush is he can't. Ask Samar, that's really interesting. When it comes to a real process of Din of Dine Mamanos, he would be acceptable. But when it comes to Kiddush Achodesh, he's not acceptable. Asks the Gemara, Vamai Hachanami. Ein lecha mumcha rabim liYisrael biYisrael Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu, explains the Gemara. Even though mumcha l'rabim is generally accepted for din, but nevertheless Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest mumcha l'rabim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Karmel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the market is to launch on bottom of him and beis adik arm ve'adech. You need to have iron with you. Dichsiv, as it says in the opening pesukim in Parsha Sachodesh, ve'yom Hashem meishav al aron be'etz Yitzrayim le'mar chodesh hazeh lachem." Period. Coming to tell us that the halacha is that for when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, there you need a dayon along with two others. You need a full bezin. Says the Gemara, Lememra de'ei nasa dayon. The assumption of our above sugya was that someone who is an aide could become a dayon, that if they see the new moon, then in such a case, if there are three of them who saw it during the day, then in such a case, they could pronounce it as Mekudish. Lo teishmiya gedola ria. However, it analyzes the Gemara. In the bottom line, they must listen to like Rabbi Akiva. This doesn't seem to be consistent. Rabbi Akiva, the sign, Sanhedrin, Shura Echot, Shahar, I guess, Anefesh, Mikzasa Nasa Eidim, Mikzasa Nasa Dayonim, Divi Rabbi Tarfin.
According to Rabbi Tarfin, they could split apart, and some of them could be Eidim, and some of them could be Dayonim. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Kulon Nasim, Eidim, Vein Eid Nasa Dayon. No. When they witnessed it, they've become Aiden, and then in such a case, an aid cannot become a Dayan. So what do we see? According to Rabbi Akiva, an aid cannot become a Dayan. Yet it seemed that the Aiden can become Dayanim. If they see the Kiddush HaChodesh during the day, they could then become Dayanim and pronounce it as a Kodesh, that the month is a new month, the Kiddush HaChodesh. Says the Gemara, Afil Tem Rabbi Akiva, it could still follow Rabbi Akiva. Ad kan lokam Rabbi Akiva hasam el abedine nefashas. Maybe when it comes to nefashas, Rachmana Alma v'shaftu eidav yitzilu eidah. There is Xeris Hakosuv that says that the dayanim have to do everything they can to try to save the alleged murderer. They're supposed to turn the case upside down to find a reason that he should not get the capital punishment. V'kim dechazu dekatul nafsha. But these dayanim who also saw the murderer, so then in such case, l'matzi chazal yischusa, it will be very, very hard for them to see the schus. Aval hacha, but in general, if Rabbi Akiva moda, Rabbi Akiva would be moda that aid nasa dayan. This is a massive sugya. It appears in Ksubis on the Chaf Aleph Amabez. For our purposes, we have, according to the Maskanas Hagamar, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, that Rabbi Akiva says,
an aid would not be a dayan only in a case of dine nefashos. It would seem from our sugya that both Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva would agree a nasadayan in all cases aside from dina nefashos where they argue. Let's pick up 8 lines on the top of Chavav Vamed Aleph Zaktehei Legim Mishnah. Now we begin Hilchos Shofar. Kol HaShofaros Ksherim, all shofars are kosher on Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains whether they're from a ram or whether they're from a sheep. Chutz Mishal Parah. The one exception is of a calf or of a bull, then in such a case it would not be acceptable. B'nei Shu Kerim, because it's not called a shofar, but rather it's called a horn. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Alo kol ha-shofar snikru Kerim, shenemar b'shoch b'keren ha-yovel. And the description in Yehoshua of the blowing of the shofar, and there it was not of a cow, nevertheless it's referred to as b'mshoch b'keren ha-yovel. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef does not understand how you could claim that a parah's horn is of a different specimen and is called a keren. The Gemara immediately analyzes this. Machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon. Shapir kam Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi said, well, and what are the Rabbanan going to say to that? So the Gemara says, Rabbanan, call a shofar as ikri, shofar v'ikru karen. Depara, karen ikri, shofar lo ikri. The Rabbanan agree that in Yoshua it does refer to a shofar as a karen. However, the one of a cow is not referred to as a shofar. D'chsiv, as the Pasuk says in the end of Devarim, Bechor shoyrei hodar loy, v'karnei re'im karnav. That when it comes to a cow's horn, it's only referred to as a karen, as described in Devarim. Rabbi Yossi amlecha, depar nami ikri shofar. That's not true, Rabbi Yossi will say. D'chsiv, as the Pasuk says, v'titav l'shem mishor por. David HaMelech describes that praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shir v'agadlenu b'soda is v'sita av l'Hashem mishor par. It's greater to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than even a large par as a carbon. The Gemara now analyzes this expression mishor par, the carbon of a shor par. Imshar lama par v'impar lama shor. If it says shor, then why does it say par? If it says par, why does it say shor? One's a bull, the other a cow. Elamai shor par. Mi shofar, you put together the two words and you take out the resh that corresponds to shofar. Rabbanan, and Rabbanan will respond to Rabbi Yossi's drasha. Kid Rav Masa, Nam Rav Masa, Mai Sharpar, Shuhu Gadol Kippar. That we're talking about an ox that's as large as a cow. Period. Ula Amar, Hainu Taima de Rabbanan. What's the reason that the Rabbanan reject the Raib Mshoch, the Karen Ayovel, that we see that a shofar is also referred to as a Karen? The Rabbanan are going to have an entirely different reason why a horn is not going to be acceptable. Why is it that a Kohen Gadol cannot go into the Kodshei HaKadoshim? Why is it that he does not go into the Kodshei HaKadoshim wearing the Big Day Zav, which are the more expensive and more beautiful begadim of the Kohen Gadol, when he goes lefnayu lefnim, when he goes into the Kodshei Kadoshim lavod avoda, lefisha ein kategor nasa sneger, a very famous and beautiful Gemara, because the prosecutor should not become the defense attorney. In other words, we, Klal Yisrael, sinned with the golden calf, and when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodshei Kadoshim, we don't want to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of that Aveira during that time. The Gemara is explaining, and Rashi really elaborates on this, Nibra Maschil Ein, that the horn as well of the cow will be the same problem, that it's reminiscent of the calf that we sinned with at the golden calf. Asks the Gemara, Velova, Ika Dam Parah, but doesn't the Kohen Gadol take the blood of the par in for the Zrika, which itself should also remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Answers, Gemara, Hov Ishtini Ishtini. It's not the same entity. The blood of the cow is not the same thing as the par. In the Lashon of Rashi, Ve'ein Maris HaPar Nikar, the effect of the cow, the appearance of the cow, is not recognizable with the dam. Hence, there's no problem. Ein Kategor Nasa Sneger when it comes to the dam. Asks, Gemara, Ve'ika Aron Ukporis Ukruv. But what about the Aron, the Kaporis, and the Kruvim that are all made of gold? The Gemara answers that inanimate objects are not subject to this problem. Rather, chote bal Yaakov Karminan, the actual live sinner, in other words, us Klal Yisrael, then that's what it applies to. But the inanimate objects will not remind Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the sin. Asks the Gemara, v'ika kafu machte, but what about the fact that the Kohen Gadol is handing the shovel and the pan, that both of them are made of gold? Answers the Gemara, Chote bal yiska kamrinan. The prohibition is specifically the person himself to be miska'et, to raise himself up in his dress with gold. However, when it comes to using kalim that are of zav, that is not going to be problematic. Asks the Gemara, but there are times that the Kohen Gadol does wear gold. Va'ika big dezav mi bachutz, the avoda that's done outside the Kodshei Kadoshim, does have this problem of being worn by the Kohen Gadol. He's miska'eh. He raises himself up with these begadim. And we should say, ein kategor nasa sneger. Answers the Gemara, mivifnim karmrina. The problem is specifically in the Kodshei Kodshim. Asks the Gemara a sharp question. So shofar nami b'chutz. Who? But a shofar, what's the problem? You're saying the reason you can't use the shofar is because it reminds of the Egel Azav. But the shofar is not done in the Kodshei Kodashim. And you just said that the whole issue is lefnayu lefnim. And so is the Gemara, a fascinating klal. Kivan deli zikaron hu ki bifnim dam. A very beautiful, fascinating line, which many darshanim, and in Hasidus and Kabbalah, this is very important. Since it is used as a zikaron, lefnei Hashem, zikron teruah, is actually the lashon of the pasuk. What exactly it's coming to remind, the significance of its reminding, that we can't get involved with in the daf yomi, but this is a very powerful line, kedai to underline in your Gemara, and that is that since the shofar is there to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, so then it has the chashivus, it has a significance, as if we're going into the Kodesh Kodashim. Hence, the moments of Tkiyah Shofar are as transcendental as the experience of, or similar to, the experience of the Kohen Gadol within the Kodesh Kodashim. A very, very important expression. The Gemara, Kim Luz Likaren Hu Kibifnim Dami. Continues the Gemara, Vatana Mipneshu Karen. But didn't we learn that the problem is that it's called a horn? Problem doesn't sound like Ein Kadagar Nasa Snegar from the Mishnah, according to Rabbanan. It says, Mipneshu Karen. So the Gemara asks, Mipneshu Karen Kamar. Answers the Gemara, Chadavot Kamar. There are two reasons. Chada, the Ein Kadagar Nasa Snegar. Then number one, the prosecutor cannot become a defense attorney, question mark. Va'od, and another problem, Mipneshu Karen, question mark. That this was one of the two problems. And that is number one, that you have probably Ein Kadagar Nasa Snegar. Number two, that it's not called a Karen. The Gemara now gives us Rabbi Yossi's retort. Rabbi Yossi, I'm the Chadik, I'm at Ein Kadagar Nasa Snegar. This problem that the defense attorney cannot be something that was once a prosecutor, the prosecutor cannot become a defense attorney, Hani Mili B'Mifnim, that's only in regards to inside the Kodshei Kodashim. By Shofar Mibuchutsu, and this Shofar is outside. And he doesn't accept the idea, Kim L'Zich Zikaron Hu, and what about the argument that's a Karen? Kol shofar is nami ikru Karen. All shofars are also called Karen, as we had Rabbi Yossi arguing above. Period. Abaye Omar. Abaye gives a different explanation. Hanu tamad de Rabbanan. The rationale of the Rabbanan that you cannot use the horn of a cow. Shofar rachmana velo shnaim ushosh shofaros. That the Torah says there's one shofar, there's one type of shofar, and not the other types, which includes a horn. A horn is possible because it's like two or three shofaros. You're only supposed to use a singular shofar. What does that mean? Why is a shofar like two or three types of shofaros? V'had parah, this of from the cow, kimun de koi gildi gildi, the horn of a cow sheds, and then it extends, it becomes larger. And it's mischazi, it appears, kishnayim u'shlosha shofaros, actually like two or three shofaros. And that's the problem. The problem is, mischazi kishnayim u'shlosha shofaros. Asks the Gemara, v'atanyim p'nei shu karen, but then we learn in the Braisa, in the Mishnah, excuse me, v'atanam p'nei shu karen, didn't the Mishnah say that the problem is that it's called a horn? So the Gemara gives the same answer. Chod v'od kamer, chod the shofar, echadam rachman of lo shnayim u'shlosha shofaros. And the horn, because it grows, it sheds and grows. So then, in such case, it looks like two or three shofaros. Va'od nepnei shu karen. Reb Yossi Amar L'Chad, the Gemara continues on the first medium-sized line, Chavav Amalaf, which is 12 lines from the bottom. Reb Yossi will tell you, Dikar mit shofar echam rachman avlo shayim ushal shofaros, kivin de mechabri adad ichadu. Since it's all attached, even though it does appear like two or three shofaros, it will still be acceptable. Udkar mit nushu karen, and the argument that it's called a karen on a shofar, kol shofaros nami akru karen, as we mentioned above. The Gemara continues two lines up from the real wide lines. My mashma, dahai yovla lishna de dichrohu. What does it mean? When Reb Yossi brings a proof, and he proves from the pasuk that says b'mshoch keren hayovel that all shofaros are considered as well a keren. How do we see? Asks the Gemara. My mashma. How do we see that this yovel is referring to a dichra? A dichra is a zachar, and we know this given is that the shofar comes from a ram, which is a zachar. So how do we know that this is what the pasuk is referring to? Where Reb Yossi had brought the raya, disanya. The Gemara answers, because we learned Brisa, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Kishalachti la'Arabia, when I went to Arvia, maybe that refers to Arabia, Hayakarn la'Dichra Yuvla, they would call the ram from a male a Yovel. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Kishalachti la'Galia, Hayakarn Nida Gamuda.
They were called a nida gamuda, someone who's alone. My gamuda gemula da mi baila. That a nida is not with her husband, hence the expression of gamuda, that she's alone. The Gemara now records other things that Rabbi Akiva learned in his travels. V'am Rabbi Akiva keshalachti l'Afriki, maybe Africa. Hayikarin l'ma kushta. They would call the coin that we call a ma as kushta or ksita. L'may nafkemina. What does it make a difference that Rabbi Akiva taught this? L'frushe, to explain the expression. Mea ksita. When the Torah describes in Bereishis that Yaakov Inu came to Shechem during Mea Ksita, so there means Mea Maos. The pasuk says, "Vayiken eschelka sada shanata sham aloi miad b'nei chamar," that Yaakov Inu bought the plot of land of Yishchem b'Mea Ksita, and that refers to Mea Ma. Where it continues, 6 lines of Bad Mechavav and Alpha. Rabbi Kishalachti l'kruchei ayam. When I went to the certain islands, Hayikarin l'mechira kira. They were referred to a sale as kira. The Ma'inef Kimuna. What difference does it make that Rebbe taught us this? Lefrushe, to explain the pasuk in Tehillim, Bekivri Asher Karisili Be'eretz Kanaan. Excuse me, the pasuk in Bereishis, Bekivri Asher Karisili Be'eretz Kanaan, Shamasik Bereini Avram Avinu, saying that he wants Yaakov Avinu, excuse me, saying that he wants to be buried in the Ma'aras Hamachpela. Asher Karisili means that I bought. This would serve to fit with the Medrash that says that Yaakov Avinu bought Esav's plot from him with the Kinyan HaMechira, the famous sale for the lentils. The Gemara contains 4 lines on the bottom. Amr Shem Melokish, Kishalachti L'Tchum, Kanisharya, Ikarin L'Chala Ninfi. They used to call a Kala Ninfi in this area called Kanisharya. L'Tarnagol Sechvi, like the Bracha, the Kala Ninfi Mikra, what's the reference to the Kala being referred to Ninfi in the Pasuk? Yufei Nefof Nof, Misos Kala Aretz. That Har Tzion is referred to as a beautiful part of the area. So hence the description of Nof or Yofi, a Kala was referred to as Ninfi, as something beautiful. L'tarnagol Sechvi, Amar Yudah Merav, what was he bringing out that it's found such an idea in the Pasuk? The pasuk in Iyov says, "Mishas batuchos chachma oimi nasan lasechvi vina." That Iyov proclaims, "Who gives the rooster his knowledge? Mi shas batuchos chachma elu kloyos." That refers to the kidneys of a person, which, according to tradition, is what the gut of what this a person makes decisions of what's right or wrong. Oh, mi nasa lasechvina ze tarnigol. This refers to the tarnigol and the bracha that we make in the morning. Mark continues on the last line of Chavav and Av. Levi iklahu asra. Levi went to visit a particular place. Also, a governor lekameh, someone came out to him. Abalei, and he said to him, Kavan planya, someone was koveami. Rashi immediately explains, Gazalni ploni, that someone stole from me. Law of the other, my karmelai. Also, shol be midrasha. I asked in the base of medrash, and they explained to me, as Rashi describes based on this Gemara, amrulei gazlan amelecha. He referred to someone as a gazlan. Dichsiv, as the pasuk in Malachi describes, we read this in the Haftorah, hayikva adam elokim. In Shabbos Hagadol's Haftorah from Malachi Gimel, we say, can man steal from God? Hayik Ba'adam is referring to man stealing from God. Amar le Rava mibar nishlur avashi. Rava said, Yavoy hasam havamina le hechi kavacha b'may kava'acha. I would have responded with the Lashon HaPasuk, like the Pasuk describes, b'may kava'acha, or b'may kavanucha. That's how the Pasuk describes in Malachi, b'may kavanucha ha'maiser v'atruma. Are you going to steal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by not taking off the Maaser Truma? So I would have used that expression, Umemela Hava Yadina, and Memela would have known, V'yu Savar Milsa Di Sura Ka'amale. The reason why Levi didn't ask that is because he thought that the expression related to Yisurim, particularly, according to some Mefarshim, related to Arayos. The Gemara continues, actually, one of the most fascinating drushes that I was able to hear
as a recording from Rav Soloveitchik is these lines: Lo ave yadon rabbanan maiserugin. The rabbanan did not know what the expression in Megillah on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, kara serugin, means. Shamal amsa devei Rebbe. This is an expression that appears in Megillah on Yud Zayin. Kara serugin. The Mishnah tells us
if the Megillah was read as serugin, so then yotza. Chazal did not know what it means.
Shamal amsa devei Rebbe. They heard from the maidservant of Rebbe, who is a hero in the Gemara Ksubis Kuv Gimel Amud Aleph as well, the Chazasinu Rabban Davi Aili Poski Poski, that the Rabbanan were all coming in at different times. Amra Luhu, she said to the Rabbanan, Masay Atem Nechnasim Serugin Serugin. Why is it that you come in broken pieces? In other words, all of you should come in once, presumably not to bother Rebbe by constantly going in, but all of you come in once, give him your shilas, and then allow Rebbe to continue with his life. Similarly, Lo Avi Yedei Rabbanan Mai Chalugis. The Mishnah in Yuma tells us that all 7 days the Kohen Gadol would eat
regularly. However, the Gemara adds there were two foods that they didn't give him, and that is Shum and this Chalugis.
The Chazal did not know what this means. Yom Echad, one day, Sham L'Amsa Devei Rebbe, the Chazis La'ugavra, the Mavrid Parchine. He was separating a vegetable that was called parpechine. Rashi gives us the old French term, amra le, and then she said, amasa'ata mefazer chaluglo gecha. Then she used this expression in regards to the original in Lashon Kodesh, which was chaluglugus. And they knew that then that was the vegetable that was usher for the Kohen Gadol. Lo avi yodi rabbanan, the rabbanan also didn't know. Mai salsala usromemecha, meaning in the pasuk of Mishlei salsala usromemecha techabedcha kisechabkenu. Yom Echada, one day, Shamis, they heard laamsa de Rebbe, Shemul amsa de Rebbe, da havis amrlo hu gavra da havik kamahapech bisharea. He was constantly playing with his hair. Amrle ad masat mesalsal bisharecha. Why is it that you're constantly turning your hair? So they understood, salsaleha utromemecha means to play and to search with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Salsalu utromemecha techabetcha kisechabkenu. Just like he was playing with his hair, hence the expression lisalsel. Another example, lo avide rabbana mai vitata seha bimitata, the press expression in Yeshayo. Vitata seha bimitate hashmeid. That the pasuk says that we are going to be destroyed, but what is v'tatosel? Yom Echadosh Shmam LaAmsa Devei Rebbe. Davas Amr LeChavirte. She said to her friend, Shkoli Tatisi V'tati Beisa. Take the broom and sweep the house. So we see, as in modern Hebrew today, matata is referring to a broom, and Chas V'Chalila Hakadosh Baruch Hu will destroy us like sweeping with a broom. One final example, and then I'll tell you how the Rav Zatzal dramatized the significance of this Gemara. One more example where Amsa the Rebbe came through. Lo avide rabbanan, mai hashlech al Hashem yohavcha v'hu yichalkalecha. The pasuk in Tehillim says that Hashem, we should heap on him yohavcha, and he will support us. What does that mean? Hashlech al Hashem yohavcha. Amar Rabba Barachana, yom achada, there was one day, Havazilna Bahadi Hai Hautaya. I met a merchant, an Arab merchant, Havadarina Tuna, and I hired him to carry my burden on his back, Va'amarli, and the Arab said, Shkol Yavech Ushte Agamloi. Put your package, and I will put it on my camel. Yahav then means a burden. In other words, Hashlei Chalashem Yavcha, pour out HaKadosh Baruch Hu your burdens, and he will carry you. So we see even the Arab merchant was one who could teach the meaning of the word of the pasuk. Aside from the last example, Rav Soloveitchik brought out that Chazal over here did not only simply understand language from Amsa the Rebbe, but Amsa the Rebbe was even a wealth of knowledge in terms of halachic expressions. And the Rav spoke about the idea of knowledge, intellectual knowledge, and then there is the intuition of Torah, a woman who was surrounded by Torah her entire life, was surrounded in the house of Rebbe and Talmidei Chachamim, that individual might not know a lot of Maariv Mekomos, but has the intuition, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Soloveitchik described as the Torah's Halev of Amsa de Rebbe, which he described as one of the most powerful tools of Torah itself. And the Rav described it also as the intuition of Mesorah. Be'ezer Hashem, the halacha topic from today will be based on that Rasha of Rav Soloveitchik, as well as applications of that halacha lemaisa in today's halachic shailos u'tshuvos. Let's be'ezer Hashem begin the next mishnah. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel ya'al pashut u'piv mitzupa zav. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be made out of a ram. Actually, whether it's a ram might be a machlokis rishonim. According to Rashi, it seems to be referring to a chaya, which is most likely a ram. However, according to the Aruch, it refers to a sheep. So either way, it is made of a ya'al. Pashut, it's supposed to be straight. Upiv mitzupa zahav. And its mouthpiece is supposed to be covered of gold. V'shtei chatzotzos min hatzdodim. And there are two trumpets that are on the side. Shofar ma'arich, the shofar is a longer blast. U'shtei chatzotzos min hatzdodim, the two chatzotzos on the side, the chatzotzos mekatzros, they are shorter. Shemitzvas hayom b'shofar. The Mishnah will contrast this in a moment to other times. When it comes to shofar of Rosh Hashanah, that is the mitzvas hayom, and therefore that is a longer blast. U'betanios, but on the fast days, so then, Bishel Zecharim, it's from males. Rashi here explains that they're from the rams of the Zecharim, the male rams. It seems then, of course, the Mishnah is contrasting the Ya'el to the tainus of Zecharim. In other words, the shofar that's blown on Tanios comes from the males, which is of the rams. Then the Ya'el will be, according to Jastro, a mountain goat, a male mountain goat. B'taniyos b'shel zecharim kfufin. As we're familiar, the ram's horns are bent. Upian mitzupa kesef. On a tainus, the mouthpiece is not of gold, like of Rosh Hashanah, but rather it is covered with silver. U'shtei chatzotzos be'emtza. And there are going to be two trumpets on either, in the middle. And in this case, the shofros are going to be on the side, because they are secondary. The ikar avoda is with the chatzotzos. Shofar mikatzer. The chatzotzros marichos. The shofar is short, and the trumpets are supposed to be elongated. Shemitzvos hayom b'chatzotzros, as the pasuk says, uskatem b'chatzotzros. The mitzvah of calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a tainus is specifically with the chatzotzros, as described in the Gemara in Tainus on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and that appears in this week's parsha in Parshas Baaloscha. The Mishnah continues, Shova hayovel l'Rosh Hashanah l'tzkiu u'l'brachos. When it comes to the shofar of Yovel, it is similar to Rosh Hashanah in both the nature of the tkios, as well as the requirement of 9 brachos of Yom HaKippurim of Yovel is like the same 9 brachos that we have in Tfilas Rosh Hashanah when it comes to Musaf. Rabbi Yehuda, disagrees. Rosh Hashanah token b'shel scharim b'yovel b'shel ya'elim, that on Rosh Hashanah they would use the rams, and on the Yovel they would use the wild goats. Of course, the custom in our, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, is different than the way described in our Mishnah, and that's why Rabbi Levi immediately comes along in our Gemara and describes Rosh Hashanah a little bit differently. Amar Rabbi Levi, mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim b'kfufin. The mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is not as described in our Mishnah as a Ya'al Pashut, but rather it's kfufin, it's supposed to be bent. V'shel kol hashana, and when it comes to the Tanios, b'pshutim, then it's supposed to be a straight shofar. Ask the Marva, Tanan shofar Rosh Hashanah she'yal Pashut. Didn't our Mishnah say that it's supposed to be of a Ya'el, which is a wild goat, as well as straight? Answers the Gemara, who the Amar ki haitan, Rabbi Levi, who we paskin like, is against our Mishnah, and he follows another Tanya. The Sanya, Rabbi Huda, Omer, Brashana, Yitokim, B'shel, Zcharim, Kfufin. It was from the rams, and bent, Ubi Yovlos, and of the Yovel, B'shel, Ye'elim. It's from the wild goats. asks the Gemara, why didn't Rabbi Levi simply say the halacha is k'Rabbi Yehuda? V'lei milchus k'Rabbi Yehuda. Let him say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Answers the Gemara, I amr tilchus k'Rabbi Yehuda. If we would say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara continues 6 lines from the bottom of Chav Avim Beis. Hav amin afilu shel Yovel nami k'Rabbi Yehuda svirlei. I would have thought that he follows Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Yovel. Kamash malon. The chidush is that in Yovel, we don't necessarily take Rabbi Yehuda's approach. That the on Yovel, it's made of Yo'olim, lav dafka, do we accept that? But my kamifli, what is that machlokis based on? Marasav of Rosh Hashanah, kamad kaifin, shi daiti tve mali. That the more a person is bent over, the better it is. Ubi Yom HaKippurim, and when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, kamad pasha in shi daiti tve mali. He's able to concentrate if he's straight up. Rashi explains because the concept, nisoliv avenu el kapayim, to raise his heart up, not to be broken over, but to raise it up. Hence, on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar is supposed to be bent, and on Yovel, Yom HaKippurim, it's supposed to be straight. Umar Savar, while the opinion of our mission is, B'Rosh Hashanah kam depashit inish daita tvei maili, ubetainis, when it comes to a tainis, then it's supposed to be bent, as our Mishnah describes, kam dekoif inish daita tvei mali. When it comes to tainis, so then in such a case, he's supposed to be bent over. Rabbi Levi, Rashi explains to us, the last 6 lines on our Amud, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that when it comes to tefillah, so then he's supposed to be bent over. And in Yom HaKippurim, he holds that it's supposed to be like Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, both of them, according to Rabbi Levi, are supposed to be bent. Both of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, that both of them are a requirement of being bent over, and it's daite tfei mali if they're bent over, as opposed to straight. This Bezer Hashem concludes our daf. The halacha is like Rabbi Levi, that mitzvah shall Rosh Hashanah vishal Yom HaKippurim bikfufim. That in general, they're supposed to be bent over. Tainis does not have that requirement, Rashi explains right above, because the blowing of the chatzotzros and the shofar are there liknufya, to gather everybody together, but is not part of the tefillah process, where we follow the opinion of kama dekayif inshi, Daiti Tfei Mali. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Vav for Erev Shavuos Tavshin Ayin Dalid. And Bezer Hashem, we will have an important halacha from the daily Daf in regards to Piske Halacha that revolve around the essence of Torah Shebaal Peh. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Vav on the Seches Rosh Hashanah.